Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
So, welcome to Athletico Mints with myself, Reese Dental Worker, and my co-host, Andrew Belly Pork Dawson. Coming up on today's show, hoping to have a British Manager's Lunch Club. Interesting times for that. And definitely a Gangs of the EPL, I reckon. Oh. So, Andrew Belly Pork Dawson.
Yeah.
How would you describe your body shape? Aubergine? Monkey nut? Boiled egg?
Oversized pear.
Pear, you are pear-shaped, aren't you?
Yeah.
Pear-shaped with a little nut on top kind of
thing. A little peanut head.
In fact, if you look at a picture of a cashew nut, that's what you like.
Kinda, yeah, but massive.
But on
lumbering
the on the front.
Cashew nut.
You are lumbering, but I tell you what, you're very elegant.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think you're very elegant. I tell you what, you've got very good body posture when I see you waddling down the street.
I think it's just because I kind of get my feet up off the ground so much anymore. I kind of glide.
Yeah, it's because you've got too many dippers in your back pockets.
Too many, yeah, of course.
Pulling your back.
I was in the travel lodge last night before I came here this morning.
Yeah.
I didn't get any sachets of anything for you this time, sorry.
Oh, well, thanks.
But I left some peanuts in the kettle.
All right,
you know, in lieu of bringing you something. I thought I'd give you that thought.
Okay. Peanuts in the kettle, waiting to be loved.
Who will discover them and take them to their rightful home? I do not know.
I'm going to start off with a Gangs of the EPL, because quite exciting, I think. Because as you know, whether you know or not, during the summer, I pay a couple of lads to go and spy on the footballers.
Okay.
At the obvious places, you know, like Dubai, Barbados and that.
You paying a couple of lads already sounds dubious, but yeah, go on.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I got lucky. I got a hit, got the email back and that. There was a little gang of Premier League players at the Sandy Lane Hotel in Barbados.
Yeah.
Jordan Henderson, Harry Kane, J. Joe Selvey.
Yep.
James Milner and Phil Jones
right.
all sat on the beach in a group on the deck chairs, sunning themselves, whilst the families were out on a glass-bottom boat, you know, looking down at sea spiders, water worms, that kind of shite. Harry, this is a bit boring and unstimulating. Yeah, that's the word. It's making me a bit restless and fluffy. We should play a game or something. Phil, oh, fuck. Charlie Williams,
Phil Jones.
I know a game, Harry. It's called IY. You look at something, but don't say what you're looking at, and others have to guess what I'm looking at. I used to play it by myself in garden when my mum were late home from mill. Jordan Henderson. Oh, garden games like dig up a bamboo whack, run about, crush an ant, hide it, don't find it. Let's all go to Barry's. Where's there any love round here? Sing a ticket to Hexham, please, and make a country star with cherry on top. Do you know what? I like the sound of Phil's game, actually. It seems very stimulating and a nice little challenge for a group of young men. So, come on, start it off, Phil.
IY, my little eye, something beginning IY.
James Milner.
Oh, so do we not get a clue or out? Just have to follow your gaze and guess what you're looking at.
No, I give you a clue. IY, well, my little eye, something beginning IY.
Jordan. Is it egg whites? Don't be silly. That silly boots muck nutty shite, Jordan. There aren't any egg whites out here on the beach. It's sand.
sorry. Is it sand, Phil?
No, oh, yeah, that's what I'm looking at the sand.
That was a nice little game, Phil. Well done. I'll ask the beach boy to fetch you one of those lollies with the face on that you like. Thank you. Has anyone else got an idea for a game to pass the time with?
Who can eat more than most yoghurt in 5 minutes?
Jam Joe chips in.
No way. I'm allergic to lactose. It makes my tits chaotic.
First one to, find a road and touch it with the finger?
No, we're not leaving these seats. They will only get nicked by Santa Cazorla and his party crew.
John Joe, back in.
I know a game that my grandparents used to play in Romania. First you must find the burial site of the firstborn kitten of a pure black cat. Then you exhumate the bones and scatter them at your feet. If any of the bones land on top of each other, you must cut off one of your toes. First one to lose 5 toes is the winner. It's a terrific fun.
No one is cutting the toes off, J. Joe. This is holiday, not a surgery workshop.
Be careful with your tone, young man. My father was a Mysteron and my mother an adult wolf.
Don't be silly, J. Joe. Go and do the Monster Mash or something if you don't want to play properly.
James Milner, why don't we play charades? That might be fun for a short period.
What an excellent, wholesome suggestion, James. And I will go first.
And Harry makes the motion of operating a movie camera, you know.
Jordan. Yeah. Ma, is it a food mixer?
Phil, is it old-fashioned mangle, you know, like my mum used to tenderise flank steak?
No, that just means it's a movie or film.
J-Jo,
is it Dracula, Shadow of the Vampire?
Harry, Christ's sake, Joe, I haven't even started yet. Hold your bloody horses, with you, will you? It's become very frustrating.
So Harry starts shadow boxing while curling one side of his mouth downward, like, obviously it's Rocky, yeah?
Yeah.
Phil, is it Toy Story 2 where Woody has a fartwork buzz? Harry,
no.
Jordan,
boxing, where box edges, boxer tissues. The boxer keep me sultanas in.
It's a film, Jordan.
J-Jo,
Dracula's ring.
Harry, no, Jesus wept, so obvious. It's as obvious as a cowboy boot with a cream horn next to its heel.
Suddenly, Phil chirps up. Boss, something's happening with your chin. It started to throb.
J-Jo, there's a small flame coming from its point. Shall I cut it off with my blade?
Oh, God, no. My magic chin has been overexposed to direct sunlight. Someone do something before its power is drained forever and beyond.
Well, at this point, Andy, the waiter returns with Phil's funny face lolly, yeah? Jordan grabs it, smears it all over Harry's chin until the flame is extinguished and the throbbing subsides.
Oh, thank you, Jordan. Utilising the funny face lolly was very quick thinking indeed. You have saved UK football.
Says Phil. But about my funny face lolly, you know, I reek looking forward to it, you know.
Waiter, can I order another funny face lolly for Philip? Thank you.
I'm sorry, that was the last one and we won't be getting any more until 2024. Phil,
bloody hell.
Harry,
who's wearing a funny face now, Philip?
And they all laugh as if every individual grain of sand on the beach is a brand new joke. Did you think that story was a bit like Some Like It Hot? Because that has a scene on a beach, doesn't it, Andy?
Yeah. But then so does Jaws. So I was thinking more like Jaws.
You thought it were like Jaws?
I thought it were more like Jaws, yeah.
Oh, well, that's
sorry.
Compliment. No, it's great that it's like Jaws.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that inspired you to do more. I've got some questions from me kids.
Okay.
When you're in a supermarket, Bob,
yeah.
And there's only one thing left on the shelf that you want,
yeah.
Like in the fruit bit, like, say, peaches.
One peach left.
Well, a box of peaches.
Yeah.
Would you take it or would you leave it?
I'd inspect it and select it.
Would
it
you
seemed...
inspect it really carefully first, would you?
I'd probably be a bit more careful than if it were in a full box, yeah. I'd be suspicious of why it's been left.
Why would you be suspicious? Just the last one.
Yeah, but like a number of people have rejected it, haven't they?
Perhaps they have, perhaps they haven't. Have you been watching them?
No, I ain't been watching them.
Well, there you go. So they'll think on. Flat peaches, what do you reckon? That's the second question.
I've got a box. On what day is it now? It's Tuesday, yeah?
Yeah.
Got a box on Sunday.
Yeah.
No, maybe it was Saturday. But anyway, two days later, there were just four globes of mould.
Oh, dear me.
They seem particularly susceptible.
Were they the last ones on the shelf?
No, I don't know. No, I didn't get them.
You don't know. You had them bought for you. Yeah, what do you reckon, though, as a concept? Flat peaches. Do we need them?
I quite like the mechanics of it, you know, that you can just break it in half,
yeah,
remove the pip and get going.
Get stuck in.
Get stuck in.
Yeah.
It's not much in it, though, is there?
I'm not sure. The jury's out for me. 5G. Any need for it?
I don't know what it is.
It's like 4G, but one higher.
Well, I don't think I'm on 4G.
Are you not? Are you on 3G?
I reckon. Well, I'm on a G, I imagine.
You're on the G scale.
Yeah.
Compared to flat peaches, do you reckon 5G's necessary or unnecessary?
For me, I'd be sadder if we didn't have flat peaches.
Yeah.
To be honest.
You think they're a boon?
But what the fuck does boon mean?
A boon, you know, a bonus. Life enhancing.
Well, why didn't you say that? What, boon?
It's a word.
I know it's a word, but I'm struggling to think what it actually means. Oh, that's a boon.
Well, maybe you use it more from now on. Finally, did you...
Harry, sorry, can I just interrupt you?
Go for it.
Was there a Grizzly Adams character called Boon? Do you know what I mean?
No, there was Boon, played by Michael Elphick. Ken Boon.
He was called Ken Boon.
Ken Boon, yeah.
And he hunted down antiques.
He was a bounty hunter, I think. No, Lovejoy was the antique fella. Ken Boon, I think, was a bounty hunter.
Right. Ken, but what, the TV programme Boon was about a bounty hunter?
I think that's what he did. He went round, you know, people that are on the run from warrants and stuff. I think he went rounding them up.
Andy, I don't think we have bounty hunters in frickin' Peterborough and Leicester and what have you. You know what I mean?
I'll have to Google it. Finally, did your Big Night Out series recordings go well?
Oh, yeah, thank you very much for asking.
Just that the tickets you posted never arrived for me to come to all of them.
Oh, that's
the
good
ones you promised.
That's a surprise.
They never came.
Yeah. Why would I want to look out at a plum-shaped character with a miserable face?
You just said you'd send some and they never came.
It's us.
He was an ex-fireman.
Oh, he was
Ken Boon.
And so, but what did he do? That's not good enough for a sitcom, is it? Ex-fireman.
He just goes around. Oh, he's just a general handyman, I think.
that's a big leap from bounty hunter to handyman.
It just says interesting work, courier, minder, private investigator. He'd have done a bit of bounty hunting if any came up.
No, we don't have it in this country, Andy. If you don't turn up for court, the police get you.
There might have been an American episode where he went and did a bit of bounty hunting. I don't know. He had a motorbike, so anything's possible.
I watched Dog the Bounty Hunter's Wife's funeral live on
Was it
Sunday.
Live, was it?
Yeah.
Was it
streaming or something?
Was it a glamorous affair?
Well, I don't think that glamorous as like trailer trash glamour, you know, which is pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, sequins and legs exposed with high.
How long did it go on for?
I think it were about an hour. It was a celebration, Andy, of her life.
Up and top casket?
No, it was the memorial rather than the actual burial.
Right. Was she buried or burnt, you know?
She was burnt.
Right.
Andrew, that's not very nice. Rest in peace, Beth Chapman.
You could have had this episode 3 days earlier if you'd subscribed to Club Parsnips and it wouldn't have any adverts in it. It's only £2 a month plus VAT and you get every episode of Mince 3 days before non-subscribers with all the adverts took out. At least one exclusive episode of our Athletico Parsnips spin-off podcast, a Ben Picks animation, a compilation episode each month and advance notice and early bird tickets for any future live shows we may or may not do. How about that?
Oh, yeah!
And here's some little bits that you're missing from the latest Athletico Parsnips episode.
Take your strides off and put your arse up towards my satellite dish.
Take a seat and expose every one of your senses to our atrocity exhibition.
When my head blows, it's going to be carnage.
I'm not judging you.
I'm very fucking judging you.
If you want to subscribe, go to patreon.com/athleticomince and for more information, athleticomince.com/parsnips.
Now, I've got a quiz, you've got a quiz.
Okay, well...
That's funky, isn't it? I got a quiz, you got a quiz.
I notice you've tried to take ownership of the quiz thing again because you lost on the one occasion when I was the quiz master and it seems to have eaten away at your soul, at the very core of your being.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it at all, did you?
Like a daft lad from Sunderland.
You'll not like this quiz that I've got for you.
Well, let's think this through. I've got quizzes available, a calorie counter quiz and a Tesco hierarchy quiz.
Because I've got very little in the way of an ego, I'll let you be the quiz master this time. And I'm quite happy to be beaten up.
What's your quiz? Over it.
Footwear, men's footwear.
I want to do footwear.
You could do it later on.
I want to do footwear.
Do you want to do it? You fancy your chances?
Yeah.
Right. It is called, here we go. Woof, bang, loafer, cluck, cluck, espadrille. Give me just a little more time. Boat, peanuts in a kettle. Woof, bang, desert. Oh yeah. Here we go. Four types of men's footwear, all available at, let's say, a well-renowned high street store that sells clothing as well as food and drink.
So we're looking at Tesco?
No, even higher.
Marks and Spencers.
Marks and Sparks, yeah.
Okay, go on, hit me.
And these are the cheapest available, not in the current sale.
Okay.
Standard retail recommended price. You have got the boat shoe.
Boat shoe.
You've got the desert boot.
Desert boot.
Espadrille.
Yes.
Loafers.
Espadrille, boat shoe, desert boot, loafers.
Oh, it was so close. But so close gets you nothing.
Nothing.
Espadrille, £19.50. Boat shoe, £29.50. This is a bit of a bastard, this, I'm sorry. Loafers, £49. Desert boot, £49.50.
I were close, though.
You were close, but close isn't good enough. Close gets you nout.
What was I thinking to myself? I don't think Tesco hierarchy works as a quiz.
Right.
So, did you know there's a hierarchy from what their biggest stores are called
no.
to what their littlest are called?
There's an Express and there's the Metro and there's... Go on, go for it.
All right, well, that's as simple as that. You've got Metro, Superstore, One Stop, Express, Extra.
That's too many.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Jesus Christ. See them again?
Metro, Superstore, One Stop, Express, Extra.
One Stop is... Extra's the biggest.
Okay.
No, it's not. Superstore's the biggest. Okay. Then Extra.
Yeah.
Then Metro.
Yeah.
And then Express and One Stop is the smallest.
No, you've fucked up, Andy.
For fuck's sake.
Extra is top, then Superstore, then Express, then Metro... Then Tesco One Stop. So a little bit of revenge for me there. Although it wasn't officially a quiz.
Yeah, whatever.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
So, Andrew, as you know, I've got good contacts with Burnley.
You've got lots of contacts here, haven't you?
Yeah, too right.
Mr.
Yeah.
Showbiz.
And contacts is what you need in this business.
Because you lose your glasses.
So I got a new... WAV file, it's a Sean Dyche more motivation.
WAV file, eh? Yeah. Wow. Cool.
Right, lads. Pre-season friendlies are fast approaching, and we've got Wigan, Port Vale, Nice, Wigan, and Palmer at our gaff. But whoever the opponent, the mantra remains the same. There's no such thing as a friendly, because there's no such thing as friends. There's no such thing as a warm-up, because it's always cold in Burnley. There's no such thing as a slide tackle, because we always go in studs up. Remember. Grind. Shit. Fried eggs. Punch meat. Oh, fuck. Another shit. Pie. Sweat. Gravy. More pie. Then a pudding. And that's the Burnley way. Effort without guile. Endeavour without pleasure. Nothing fancy, nothing girly. If you're that way inclined, have a curly whirly. There's no iron team, there's no iron cream. There's no iron dream, but there's an iron pie. Remember, grind. Shit. Fried eggs. Punch meat. Ah! More grind. Gravy. Sweat. And a nice pudding. And that's the Burnley way. Thank you, sir. That was nice.
Oh, man, they're my second team now, Burnley.
Are they?
Yeah, oh, definitely. They're my Premier League team, because my team's actually languishing in League One still.
What they do is good, really, isn't it?
Oh, I love it.
The challenge and all.
Someone on the radio the other day said, I can't remember who it was, it was one of them ones that just mixed stuff up. He said Sean Dyche could take charge of any Premier League team and he'd have them playing to the top of their abilities.
Might be right, might be true, mightn't it?
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Take over Manchester City or Liverpool and have them playing like they do.
Maybe, yeah.
But better. We'll never know, will we?
I went to Burnley Tottenham last year and was watching Sean Dyche on the touchline.
Keep the cross eye on him,
tight, yeah.
What else is there to watch, basically?
Tight white shirt.
Yeah.
And I thought, he's got good posture.
Yeah.
Really
like me.
Good posture, like you, yeah.
But bigger.
You're very similar in a way, actually.
I try to model myself on him, or vice versa.
Well,
I don't know.
Similar approach to life. Shit, pie, gravy, pudding. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah. Speaking of going to places.
Yeah.
I went to the Durham Miners Gala at the weekend.
Oh,
that's always a good... Have you ever been before?
No.
Oh,
not...
it's fantastic. It's a massive piss-up.
Has it got horses there that you can buy?
No, that's a farmer's market you're thinking of. So I went, you know, they have the brass bands that walk along through the streets and that playing their tunes. Well, brass bands set me bowels off, so I couldn't get anywhere near them, but I wanted to be involved.
Right.
So I was right at the back behind all the bands, and I just had a couple of finger cymbals on.
Oh, right, yeah. Tink, 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 tink. Can you just buy them when you're there or something?
I just got some before through my musical shop.
Right.
So I'm marching along, playing my little finger cymbals, and I just see this fella just at the corner of my eye, just sidling along next to me. I thought he was going to join in. He must have some finger cymbals of his own. And he says, seen you.
It's Jeremy Corbyn.
Of course it is. Darren Miners Gala. Of course it's Jeremy Corbyn. Seen you there, thinking you're Bird Bacharach or something.
Ooh.
I thought, well, I've got some finger cymbals on. It's hardly, you know, the look of love.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's got a whole one-man band kit on, bass drum on his back. He's got massive cymbals between his knees, harmonica, full one-man band thing. I've got these little finger cymbals, dinky, 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 dinky. He says, what's your best noise, laddie? I says, what do you mean? What's your best noise? Your best noise in decibels.
All right.
You know, how loud am I? You know,
gotcha.
Why is it got to be competitive That's all the time with him? Do you know what I mean? God. I says, I don't know, Jeremy, maybe it's about 15. It's just finger cymbals.
Yeah.
You know, 15, let's say. He went, mine's 137, Bosch, lol, owned. He's owned me.
He has,
He's
he?
Owned
yeah,
me
yeah.
With his
He's owned
his
you
decibels.
With equipment. Yeah.
Well, exactly, yeah, bang, bang and all, clang, clang and all that sort of thing. And then he just takes me finger cymbals off me fingers.
Yeah.
Put them in his mouth, he ate them. Chewed them up.
Shit, he's got some debt indentures on him then.
Jeremy Corbyn ate me symbols, Bob.
Fuck.
And that was it. I went home after that.
I bet you did.
I didn't have my finger symbols. No point being at the Darren Miners Gala, is there?
I would have grabbed him back. Has he got bodyguards and that?
Nah, but he gives off an aura. You wouldn't go in.
Nah.
He
got temper on him, hasn't he?
Oh, God, yeah.
Biter, do you reckon?
Biter. Karate chopper, I reckon, as well. Side of the neck.
Might have a blade, you know.
Probably in his sock.
Probably in his Harlequin sock. I was filming the new Big Night Out, like you said.
Yeah, I was looking forward to coming along, but the tickets never arrived.
In Covent Garden, just next to where, just round about
Yeah,
here,
I had the Travelodge Covent Garden booked for it. Tickets never came, though.
So one lunchtime, I popped over to Rules.
Oh, yeah.
Restaurant, and I was in luck because there was a meeting of British Managers Lunch Club.
Fantastic.
So I slipped into the booth next to them, had a good old listen. Usual suspects, Big Sam, Mark Hughes, Tony Poulis, Steve McLaren... Alan Pardew, David Moyles, you know. So that's a lot of voices to do.
Yeah, I'm just going to sit back.
So Sam starts off proceedings. Order, order. Well, our accounts for the month are showing a healthy profit of £250,000 in unearned interest. So I hope you don't mind. I've ordered a whole baked pike served with crispy duck bills and piri piri oysters. They all say, money, 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 and lick their lunch badges that they have on their lapels. Now, the big question today is, what are we going to do about the influx of foreign managers that is, quite frankly, loosening the stranglehold that we had on all the decent destroy and exit opportunities? I mean, just look at Derby County. They've appointed a foreign. Birmingham got a foreign. And even Forest have got themselves a foreign. Pardew chips in. Yes, yeah, it's awful, yeah. I mean, those clubs are bread and butter destroying exit opportunities. It's really worrying. I mean, it can't just be our age because, you know, people always say I only look mid-30s. I definitely look younger than that wanker Eddie Howe. You should see my legs. They're beautiful, like a tennis player or a ship's captain. McLaren chips in.
I mean, I'm nearly 60, but when I put my tracksuit bottoms on with a nice new short sleeve aqua blue breathable polo poly cotton shirt and a nice clean pair of white trainers, Casper reckons I only look about 48. And certainly a lot smarter than that wanker Eddie Howe. Also, I'm partially Dutch, so you think that would give me a chance?
David Moyles chips in. The thing is here is shouldn't it be about age? Like, it should be about experience and wealth. All say, money, 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 and lick the lunch club badges on the lapels. I mean, I'm approaching 60. I've seen it all, I've done it all. I can strip down a Ford Fiesta clutch in 10 minutes. I can erect a scaffold and paint my roof soffits in less than a day. I can grout a wet room in 4 hours flat. I bet that wanker Eddie Howe doesn't even know the correct mix for a brick mortar. But David, these are the old skills. It's all about stats and tactics and configurations and that sort of shit these days. Poulis, I got the boot from Borough without compo, for which I apologise, but I had that thing called a tactic. 8 in defence and 2 lads up front. Didn't fucking save my bacon. I bet that wanker Eddie Howe has tactics coming out of her arse like ticker tape. Did you have a tactic, Mark? Asking Mark Hughes.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what a tactic is, mate. Just talk very quiet and utilise a mumble. And that way they can't pin anything on me, you know. And my head coach gets a tactic out of the cupboard or off the internet or something. I bet that wanker Eddie Howe has a computer or something like that to cheat with.
What in the name of a living, breathing fuck is a computer? You know, maybe it's time we accepted we're all dinosaurs and move into a new line of business. Any suggestions?
Pardew. I think with my fashion sense, we could take on, you know, River Island, Moss Bros, Burton. We could have a bespoke label on the suits that says, Eddie Howe's a wanker, exclusive to Pardew's.
Oh, I think that's a smashing idea, says Steve. We could include a range of short sleeve, multi-pack breathable shirts in pink, light blue and yellow. We could call the range Hair Island and put a little snake motif on the chest. Oh, my God, the thought of a little embroidered Casper on a short sleeve has made me all emotional.
Pools and sportswear. Clown-sized, bright, dazzling white training shoes, elasticated sweatpants, baseball caps with elasticated fixings, purple fleeces with DEFEND emblazoned on the back. Hughes.
Bras for men.
What was that, Mark?
Nothing.
Well, I've liked what I've heard, and there is no doubt about it that menswear high street fashion outlets are ripe for takeover, bankruptcy and exit. Let's look into it. But, oh, hey up, here comes that baked pike. Let's tuck in, lads. Hey, I bet Eddie Howe eats no but fucking bean burgers and daft apples. All wanker. Hold on, lads. Just had a message from Stevie Bruce. Might be a big payoff on the way from Chef Wednesday. And get this, he's in the frame for the Newcastle job. Could be a bumper Christmas do. All money, 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 money. Lick their badges and tuck into their baked pike. Mm-mm. And that was what really happened.
I'm sure it was. Brass for men, eh? Fancy that.
That's what Mark Hughes fancied doing.
Ooh, good for him.
Interesting.
Unusual incidents.
Have you had one?
I think I've had one. You're the judge and jury on it, though. I was in my kitchen the other evening, and I looked and I noticed it was something on the wall. It was either a little stain of some kind,
yes,
very dark, or it was an insect, a tiny insect. And I got a little bit closer and have a look, and it was an insect because it flew right into my face.
If you'd said it flew into your face and then said, fuck off, I would have said it was unusual, but insect interface, SARS.
Really? Right into my face?
SARS, I can't give it.
It could have gone anywhere. It could have gone up, down, left, right, but no, whoosh, straight in my face.
I don't think there's a human being on this earth that hasn't had an insect hit their face, so it's not
It felt unusual. It felt unusual.
That's an entirely different area of research, Andrew, if you've had something that felt unusual.
Fair enough. Hey, is that Roy Hodgson outside?
Is it?
Yeah. Come on, I'll get him.
Come on, Roy.
Hello? Good morning, or is it afternoon? I don't really know. Right, little man there, I've heard you're on the television, so I assume you've got some money.
Yeah, well, not really, Roy.
Whatever, I'm here to pitch an idea to you, and I would like £250,000 in return for 5% of the company.
Oh, right, well, like it's Dragon Den or something?
I don't know what that means, but dragons are involved, so yes.
Well, look, I don't have that sort of money, but... Right, if you've come in specially, I'll hear you out, yeah.
Right, here we go. It's a tabletop military strategy game with a medieval fantasy theme, and it's called Warhammer.
Warhammer,
yeah.
It sounds a lot like Warhammer to me.
No, the differences are negligible. They exist in entirely different fantasy realms, you idiot.
Hey, don't go calling people idiots if you want them to invest in your company.
Sorry, Squire, I don't know what I was thinking. I'm just so passionate about Warhammer.
Warhammer. So have you developed the battle figures separately for Royhammer? You know why? Do you have to paint them yourselves?
Fast about any of that. I reckon if I just get some used ones off eBay, that should suffice. I don't want to get too bogged down in the detail at this stage.
All right, well, what about the playing surface? Do you provide that?
Well, I really thought too much about that either. Again, a Warhammer board will be perfectly adequate for Royhammer, but it's important that players refer to it as Royhammer when they're playing for copyright reasons.
So you're not providing a board?
Well, I suppose I could duck something up on the back of a roll of wallpaper, but it'll cost an extra.
Hold on, how much are you charging? How much do you charge for Royhammer?
It'll be about 100 quid. I haven't fully crunched the numbers yet.
So from what I've heard, it's 100 quid for a piece of wallpaper at the moment, yeah?
Well, it comes in a blue plastic carrier bag. It's got Royhammer written on the side. The customers will be paying for exclusivity.
So what? The wallpaper will fit in the bag, will it?
No, not really, no. You need to fold it up a few times. Look, what is this? Some kind of East German interrogation? Are you going to try and waterboard me or something?
No, I'm just trying to get an idea about, you know, how it works.
This is starting to feel like some kind of loose.
I'm sorry, Roy. Some kind of...
A loose.
Ooze.
A scheme. A loose. Look, forget it. I'll take my idea to Dad Loves a Porno. They'll invest in any old shit. Good day to you.
All right. See you, Roy. Good luck, Roy. There he goes.
So you're not going to invest in that, are you not?
Well, what did you think? He's like
blow plastic bag with some wallpaper in.
400 quid
could catch on. I don't play Warhammer, so I don't know how much all that stuff costs. I've got no comparison. I don't know.
What do you do with your plastic bags? Do you dispose of them?
Not capable. I reuse them.
You just reuse every
bags for life, mate. Yeah.
Oh,
my car boot is full of bags for life.
Right. I'd take them down the beach and burn them. Could God be responsible, innit?
Yeah, I suppose. You know what I mean? Yeah, and if it gets out of control, you can just get some seawater and put it out, can't you?
Yeah. Ding dong, landlord here. Hey, tenant, you know the carpet in your back bedroom? So sorry, but I need it. I'm going to rip it up and use it as bedding for my daughter's pony. Ding dong, landlord here. I brought you this large bottle of paracetamol, you know, in case you're feeling suicidal over the lack of a roof on the back extension. If you use them, could you do it in downstairs, near the front door? I don't want the emergency services traipsing around the house, you know. Well, I think that probably concludes.
There's nowhere to go from that. All we can do now is to return to the hot city streets of London.
And ain't
it
they hot?
Very hot. Do you think Billy Idol still thinks it's hot in the city, Bob?
I mean,
it was 1982 when he originally recorded that. I mean, global warming, obviously, has made things a bit hotter since then, but then air conditioning advancements have probably cooled things down, so I don't know.
Maybe it's a genuine point that I think if he could rewrite his song now,
yeah,
he'd say, it's hot outside in the city.
Yeah.
To acknowledge
but I've got,
the fact
I've
that
got
it's pretty
good
cool.
aircon in my LA apartment now, because of the success of songs like Hot in the City, really.
Do you know how
self-perpetuating, isn't it, really?
Yeah. Do you know how that song goes?
Hot in the city, hot in the city tonight.
So it'd have to be hot outside in the city,
but I've got me aircon in my LA flat
inside. Ooh.
Something like that.
Yeah. I was at college with Billy Idol.
Were you?
Yeah.
Is that a true story or is that something you just made up?
No, a true story.
Mm.
See you, Andrew.
Yeah, bye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.